I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sunday will mark the five-year anniversary of Pastor Raymond Koh's kidnapping. This Malaysian pastor helped people with HIV/AIDS, recovering addicts, single mothers, and children. But on February 13, 2017, mysterious attackers dragged him out of his car. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
there is footage of him being taken. It is a military-style precision operation that took less than 40 seconds, and he disappeared. There's been no sign of him since then. His car has never been located. It's like he fell off the face of the earth. We're waiting still for the Malaysian government to hold someone accountable for that.
Local Muslim leaders had accused Pastor Koh of converting ethnic Malays to Christianity. Ask God to comfort Pastor Koh's family. And Case van der Knijp has always had an interest in theology. Growing up in the Netherlands, he felt a call to minister to the global church. So in spring of 2021, he and his family moved to Lebanon, where he began teaching at the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary.
I've been teaching a course on providence and prayer, the relationship between God's plans and God's care for creation and our influence when we pray, which was a joy to do. And then in the future, I will be mainly teaching systematic theology and historical theology.
Right now, van der Knijp spends a lot of his time learning Arabic. He intends to stay in the country despite the financial crisis and unstable political situation. Pray for his family as they adjust to life and ministry in Lebanon, and ask God to strengthen ABTS students and their churches across the Middle East and North Africa. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.